702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
7:39 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Thanks so much to Anthony Teixeira for that sports update. We'll hear more from him again at 8:30. Now, of course, because it's a Saturday morning, we talk food with Anna Trepido. Anna Trepido is a trained anthropologist, a qualified chef, and of course combines her culinary and cultural interests in her work. She's a food writer, broadcaster, and, you know, she's written titles such as Hunger for Freedom, The Story for Food and the Life of Nelson Mandela, as well as Eat Ding. So as she does every Saturday on Weekend Breakfast, she synthesizes all of these things to bring us some culinary delights and discoveries, and of course to talk food as an aperture into the human condition. Dr. Anna Trepido, good morning to you.
Gosh, hello.
And happy heritage.
Very thorough.
A very, very thorough, darling. Happy Heritage Day to you, Anna. We've got a lovely one for today, a conversation that's obviously inspired by the day, the date, but most importantly by the idea that it would actually be quite nice if we could also send food emojis of South African foods and ingredients like mohodu, like magwenya. Earlier on, a listener said maotwana, for instance. She'd love to send an emoji of those. And you were telling me this week that you recently listened to a whole podcast on what it takes to get a new emoji into the emoji library, or at least to introduce a new emoji into the emoji library. But most importantly, I guess the question I'm asking is, why is it important to have localized emoji, especially food ones, Anna?
Well, I think for two reasons. You know, firstly, you know, representation is just important in its own right, you know, that people have the right to see themselves and to have a sense that you know, South African cultural experiences are valued in a world setting.
Yes.
So in a sort of abstract way, that is simply important, in the same way that it's important to have images of women, or, you know, have all religious faiths represented, or, you know, have black hands in emojis, you know, so that everybody feels that they are valued and that their contribution is recognized. But it's also simply economically important, you know, that what they've shown is when you get a food emoji for a particular food, the sales of that food go up very significantly. You know, that if you can say, shall we go out for, and then have a picture of dumplings, then suddenly people start going out for more dumplings. So there are real kind of tangible economic consequences as well.
That's fascinating stuff. That really, really is fascinating. So, okay, of course, with conversations with you on Weekend Breakfast generally tend to look at what is local, what is South African, what is Indigenous. So I think it's safe to say that, you know, our food chats on Weekend Breakfast are Heritage Day chats at any rate. That's as in South African, African cuisine. We're constantly celebrating that. But representation and emojis, not new. Just talk to us about that gap in terms of the other ingredients that we could stand to see more of and represented online.
I agree with you that basically the kinds of conversations we have every day is Heritage Day, isn't it? That I'm always banging on about Mabele and Nguni cattle and Shigugu and those sorts of things. So it's really, that I think that we're always sort of doing the heritage food thing. That I thought about, you know, what are the conversations that I want to have and that I'm sort of feeling thwarted because I don't have the right symbols. And obviously everybody can write things and talk to things, but I think increasingly, you know, we are using this kind of emoji language. So, you know, that ship has sailed, that people who are saying, it's so infantile, you know, I think they need to give up on that.
They're here to stay.
So what do we want to say, and are there symbols? And I thought, for instance, I've noticed that there is now I thought it was a roaster cook. And I say, oh, goody, look, now I can do this. I can be talking about our sort of fire-based bread. And then I realized that it's actually supposed to be a Venezuelan arepa flatbread, which is a sort of maize flatbread that you do on a fire, so it's got those griddle marks like a roaster cook.
So it's that it's that grayish sort of circle, and as you say, it's got those griddle marks, and it looks like a roaster cook, but it's Venezuelan flatbread.
So we can pinch certain symbols that were intended to be something else. But some of the Japanese curries, there is an emoji for something called kare resu, which for me looks like Mahoru Monday. It really does. You know, you can. So there are certain symbols you can think, well, okay, I'll use this as a stand-in.
We can repurpose,
you know, it's got
right?
Short-grained rice. I think that looks like samp, etc. But the borrowed ones will only take us so far. That I really, you know, that American-style corn on the cob really doesn't help me if I'm wanting to talk about green mealies. That the hot dog is not like a coil of Borevore. So, you know, that there are all sorts of images. And then South Africa is so good at sort of food-based proverbs. So, for instance, you know, there is that Zulu proverb that says that the calabash full of amasi is broken.
Yes.
And you're supposed to sort of think, okay, all hope is lost. Now, I can see a broken calabash as an emoji image. Mm. And quite often one wants to say all hope is lost.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that would be so beautiful and so evocative, just to be able to just send that off, and the person you've sent it to understands exactly what you're trying to convey, the depth of your feeling and the hopelessness of that moment. Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's what emojis are good at, is that they allow, you know, that sort of WhatsApp speak is often very sort of staccato and emotionally absent. And what an emoji does is it allows you to put what in real life you might put with gestures, with tone of voice, you know, that it's all of that stuff that is sort of between the lines of your message.
Yeah.
So the broken calabash would give you that sense that, you know, that there's an Afrikaans expression which says he thinks he's cheese, but actually he's not even thick milk. And I think, like, you know, that, again, is a very visual image.
Yeah.
And so the South African-specific regional emojis, that just having a flag is not enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
For us to sort of be saying who we are in emoji speak.
In emoji food-related speak. Now, Anna, as you say, the calabash is not broken. There is, in fact, a way forward for us if we really do want to see some South African and indigenous food and meal-related emojis in that library. How do we do that, really quickly?
Okay, what you do, there is an organization called the Unicode Consortium, and you have to, in order to be an official emoji and get onto the various devices, you have to make an application to them, and they then have a panel that decides. Now, inevitably, that panel is in Silicon Valley. It's made up of large tech companies who have their own agenda. You know, they are computer engineers. They're predominantly white men, etc. So, you know, that what the food they think is important is not necessarily what we think is important. But if people want to go through this process, there is actually an organization called Emoji Nation. And if you look them up online, they are an organization dedicated to creating more representativity. And the South American countries have used that so well, you know, and they have really managed to take this intangible culture and food culture and make it a kind of tangible economic benefit. So I think we need to be making applications to the Unicode board and saying, we need quotas, we need calabashes, we need a braai symbol, because if you don't do it, you'll never know whether they'll say yes. But we have to at least try before we say that they wouldn't represent us.
Lovely stuff. Anna Trepido, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And of course, a very happy Heritage Day to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.